It's time to take this game into overtime.
The official podcast
of the Average Joe's Sports Show
on 90.9 The Light Sports
for our generation.
Well, you guys ready to talk? You guys ready to do some sports talking?
Woo!
Tee It Up is on the way.
So who should we start with?
Let's see. We'll start with you. You've been waiting nice and patiently. I'll call on you first. So, Jake, what is on the table today for your tee it up?
Oh, my gosh. I know I usually pick on my teams when it comes to this thing, but they're the ones who get me the most angry. Why is Ubaldo Jimenez still a member of the Baltimore Orioles?
Put it in context.
You go to Fenway. You get 6 runs in the first inning on the road. You get 9 runs before the end of the third. He can't get out of the fifth. He allows 5 runs and or 4 runs and loads the bases in a 9-1 game. How do you do this and keep this guy on the team? He has been one of the worst signings of the Dan Duquette era. Dan Duquette's made some great moves. He kept Chris Davis around. He kept Darren O'Day around. He brought in Mark Trumbo. He brought in Nelson Cruz and let him walk, but Nelson Cruz was great for the time he was there. Ubaldo Jimenez has been every time you see Ubaldo's the starter, every Orioles fan on Twitter is like, oh crap, Ubaldo's starting today. Which one are we going to get? Like, oh, we're going to have to score 12 runs before the third inning if we want to win this thing. Why is he still on the team? And they did. They scored 12 runs in that game. And they won 12-5. But it was a nail-biter.
Yeah, they still won the game.
They still won the game, but it was 9-5 with the bases loaded when he came out. Thankfully, Michael Givens came in and...
How many outs?
Cleaned up his... He left with 2.
So 2 outs and the base is loaded.
Yeah, with a lead that going into that inning was 9-1 and suddenly became 9-4. Givens came in. He gave up 1 more run, which was charged to Ubaldo because it was his base runner. And then...
Let me get this straight. Hold on.
Baseball's
Ubaldo
hard.
Ubaldo came in the third inning.
He started.
Ubaldo started.
He was the starter. And... By the time the third inning rolled around, the Orioles had a 9-0 lead.
Okay.
In the fourth, he gave up 1, and then in the fifth, he gave up 4 more.
Well, let's just start with this. How is any pitcher efficient giving up 104 pitches and just 67 strikes in 4.2 innings?
Exactly.
That's absolutely ridiculous in itself.
Yeah.
So maybe when you get to 9-0, you just take, and this isn't an effective starting strategy for anybody, but you just take a Ubaldo out after 3 innings.
I think Buck wanted him to get the win because this is the best chance he's going to have to get a win all season.
He's got a 10.38 ERA.
Yeah.
Man.
I know you're angry. Rightfully so. This is a chance. This is right to be angry.
We should get him
and
an
he's
award.
He's kind of producing like some of these guys that had been on before. Some of the names that come to my mind, like Qingming Wong and all those guys that just completely dropped off and had their good season, but then
Chamberlain. He had a good season. Yes, Jabba Chamberlain. He had a good season with the Indians, and the Orioles gave him a ridiculous contract. He had a good stretch run with the Indians, like all-star break to the end of the season. The O's gave him a ridiculous contract, and he's sucked since we brought him in.
So, realistically speaking, I mean, I don't think a team would designate Ubaldo Jimenez for assignment after 2 games, even though he does have a 10.38 ERA.
I would DFA him. I would have DFA'd him before
you
the game was
what?
I would have DFA'd him before
DFA'd him.
I would have DFA'd him before the game was over.
Really?
Yeah.
Realistically?
I tweeted that.
Okay, I saw that.
I said he should have been... I said they should have cut him and sent him back to Baltimore at, like before the seventh inning.
So realistically speaking, how long do you expect Ubaldo to stay on this team in the starting rotation?
I think general consensus is they're probably going to keep him around for the rest of the season. I don't want that to happen, but it probably will. And it's just like... Every fifth day, we're taking the risk and hoping our offense can put up 15 runs and we win 15-13.
All right, yeah. Hey, if the offense can match Ubaldo's performance as a pitcher, I mean,
he has an ERA.
Who wins today?
Next
the Orioles
man up.
Offense or
Ubaldo?
Or Ubaldo? Who can score more points?
The strategy for the longest time with the Orioles has been just let the starting pitcher hold on for as long as possible. score as many runs as you can and turn it over to the bullpen and let them shut the door. That's been the strategy for the last 5 years. But now they actually have some good starting pitching, except for him.
All right, so we'll keep tabs on what's going on with Ubaldo. We'll move on to Kyle.
You will see it on my Twitter feed every fifth day.
Kyle?
Every fifth day.
Time to tee it up. Time to tee it up, Kyle.
Sweet!
The peanut gallery over here.
I'm sorry.
Now it's time for you to be on the center stage. Man, you guys are a chatty bunch this morning.
I've had caffeine, a lot of it. I have had Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
So shameless plug to them. It's delicious. We're going to talk about some melodramatic drama going on.
Haven't talked about this all year.
Oh, yeah, you know, why not?
All right, so what do we got?
All right, so Phil Jackson has basically stated goodbye. He came out with a comment, and I believe it was on Friday, he said that basically, you know, Melo's going to do a lot better somewhere else. So Carmelo tweeted, haha, really, with some laughy faces in reply, essentially not sure where he stood. And then finally yesterday everything went down, and then Phil Jackson stated that, you know, Melo's done what he could, and it didn't necessarily work out, so it's time for him to move on. Here's the issue, is everybody who is all in favor of Melo staying is kind of missing the point. Everybody who's in favor of Phil Jackson, or, you know, kicking him out, it's missing the point as well. Because we look at what Phil Jackson's done. He was signed in 2014. There's a lot of confusion. He's now created, over the last two seasons, a hostile work environment. He's essentially forced Melo to be something that he's not. He's very uncomfortable, but he's still able to put up some points, which is really impressive. But the truth is Phil Jackson's right. If we're looking at the history of what the New York Knicks have done and how they've played in the last, I want to say, 15 years, since 2002, they've won 7 playoff games. They've been to the playoffs 4 times since then. You know who has more? The Seattle Supersonics, which aren't even a team anymore, have 8 playoff wins since then. And we look at some of this stuff that's rough. The last time they made it in 2010, 2011, but they lost all 4 games to the Celtics. They made it in 2011, 2012. That was an underwhelming season. They lost 1-4 to the Heat. And then you look at 2012, 2013. They actually beat the Celtics on the first round 4-2. And then they lost to the Pacers 2-4 in that one. So that's, I mean, it's rough, but we look at some of the stuff. Melo was not playing super well. He played in all of those games, and he was underwhelming. He shot, you know, maybe 30, almost 40% during that first 2010-2011 playoff series. And then the last 2012-2013, he was 126 out of 310 from the field. He was 17 of 57 from the perimeter. Like, literally not a superstar that we think. And since then, they have done nothing. And yeah, you can say, oh, he didn't have any help. And yeah, the GMs were horrible and they got rid of a bunch of players. But the reality is Carmelo was never able to take over a team. And to Russell Westbrook's, you know, I guess, credit, he was able to take a team to the playoffs. Even he was. And if we're going to look at Melo as this future Hall of Famer, then we have to understand that that's going to credit a bunch of other players that have played better than him, you know, there as well. So I honestly think it's time to jump ship, cut Melo. It's good. Change the dynamic of what they're doing. Kristaps Porzingis didn't even show up to his exit, this like exit interview or exit meeting, whatever they're doing, end of the season meeting, mm-hmm. because he said that he could sense dysfunction. He doesn't even know our culture.
I think
he's not even from here.
Kristaps is probably the most functional person on the team.
Though, that's the truth, and it's sad because, I mean, it's time to cut him. Honestly, I don't even know if Phil Jackson needs to stay there much longer unless he turns it around.
He doesn't.
Unless he turns it around. But there's a possibility because there's a lot of things going on over these next 2 years.
I think this is Melo's team.
No, it's not.
And do you think Melo is causing the dysfunction or Phil Jackson? Because I'd say both. Phil Jackson is causing more of the dysfunction than Melo.
I feel bad for Melo, but if it was his team, they would have made it to the playoffs in the last 7 years.
No, you're right about that. I do think that he might not have had a good enough team around him.
Yeah, but we see other players being able to do that.
We do. Russell Westbrook.
And to his credit, yes. But also we see other players that are able to do that with really not that great teams, though, even in the sense of...
LeBron's first time in Cleveland.
Yeah, I mean, LeBron's first time in Cleveland was that...
Those were basically D-League teams.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't necessarily say that, but yeah, close. But we see that type of thing. John Wall and Bradley Beal right now, they take the Wizards. Isaiah Thomas in the Celtics, like you said earlier, he's playing out of his mind. He's led that team. And we're looking at Melo and saying, oh, well, he didn't have a team around him. This is the Knicks.
No, he had a team around
this
him.
This is the Knicks.
I think he did.
At Madison Square Garden, one of the most prestigious places to play in all of America for the NBA.
Sports.
Yeah, there should be no... Even people who aren't even in sports with all the things that they do at Madison Square Garden. They have all the fans they need. They have all the money they need. Why didn't they do something with him? And if Melo was that good, why didn't he make it to the playoffs? And if he was that good to make it to the playoffs, why didn't they win? Because they didn't. And I think it's time to understand that Melo is older. It's time to let him go. Yeah, he's a phenomenal player. Yeah, he'll probably be in the Hall of Fame someday. But he's done. He's done with the Knicks. I think the Knicks will be better off.
All right, Jake, any final comments on Kyle's teed up?
I never thought I'd see a team that was more of a dumpster fire than the Sixers, but the Knicks have accomplished it.
They certainly have.
Yes, they have.
I think that they have, not necessarily when they're playing, but what's happened off the field, or off the court, I should say.
Their front office is a mess.
Yeah, so that necessarily doesn't... I think you take a deep breath in the offseason, and... Unfortunately, I think in the immediate future, you would see Phil Jackson winning the Phil versus Melo feud.
He already did.
Yeah, so. Hey,
Melo's going to be gone.
And he's probably going to go to another team Charlotte
this
or
is the thing
yeah, like that, Brooklyn.
I'm going to claim it right now. The Knicks next year are going to make it to the playoffs.
All right.
There's going to be immediate turnaround.
We're going to keep that on you. We're going to keep tabs on that.
That's fine.
We'll put a picture with your face on it in the studio here that says Kyle thinks the Knicks are going to make the playoffs.
Can I be next to Kristaps?
Sure.
All right.
We don't have a Kristaps picture in the studio for anybody wondering.
Well, I'll go meet him and get a picture, and then we can put it up there.
Oh, okay.
Or we could just Photoshop it.
Yeah.
We all know certainly how to use Photoshop.
Yeah, certainly could do. Arts 222. There you go. All right. We'll take a quick break here as the show rolls on. NBA talk quickly. The playoffs coming up.